This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A big setback for the Millennium Bulk Terminal's plans on the Columbia River to become the nation's largest coal export terminal. Many argue the Department of Ecology's denial of Millennium's request for a water quality permit is based on issues unrelated to water. Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says a port that size just allows more shipping in our state.
So if you start moving this particular commodity through Longview on a new facility, well, that's taken choke points away from Tacoma, Seattle, Portland. That's good for shippers. For farmers who want to get their product to market, the more ways and the reduced friction at the port. You remember the port slowdown we just recently went through, devastating to agriculture. Well, partly that was you just couldn't get it off the docks. And so here you've got another dock. Guess what? You can move more product.
Stuhlmiller says that region desperately needs an economic nudge.
The Kelso Longview area is struggling with unemployment, and King County in particular is booming, and they've got, you know, really low unemployment and lots of economic activity, lots of industrial facility, lots of stuff, and you move away, you move 10, 12 miles away, and all of a sudden you start to see this drop off, especially on the west side. You see this dramatic drop off between the boom town or boom county, if you will, of King, and go away from that, and it's rough.
Stuhlmiller says Millennium intends to appeal, but says that likely will add just more delays to what's already been a five-year process.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.